Welcome to Sports Mag Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that biomarkers in the blood, such as SNTF, are elevated for up to 6 days following a concussion compared with preseason levels. This marker may eventually be developed to determine diagnosis and prognosis after concussion, as well as guiding return-to-play decisions. Following a concussion, long-lasting brain dysfunction may relate to widespread damage to axons. Unfortunately, there's no established method to identify concussions that may lead to long-lasting dysfunction at an early treatable stage. One possible candidate is an alpha-2 spectrin N-terminal fragment, or SNTF for short, which is a fragment of a protein that is part of the axon's cytoskeleton. SNTF increases in blood after an injury, but it has not been studied as a marker for sports-related concussion. Therefore, the authors evaluated whether serum SNTF is a diagnostic and prognostic biomarker for concussion in a prospective cohort involving professional ice hockey players from 12 teams within the Swedish Hockey League. The authors collected preseason serum from 45 players, and 17 of these players provided another sample 1 and 12 hours after a training game without concussion. Among the 288 players, 28 had a concussion, and the team physicians obtained blood samples 1, 12 hours, 36 hours, and 144 hours following the concussion, as well as on the day of return to play. At preseason, serum levels of SNTF were so low that in 58% of the players, the authors could not detect any SNTF. SNTF serum levels remained unchanged at 1 and 12 hours following a training game. Average SNTF concentrations were up to 2 times higher at 12, 36, and 144 hours post-concussion compared with preseason levels. SNTF levels at 36 hours had the best ability to accurately diagnose a concussion and predict who would experience persistent post-concussion symptoms that delayed return to play for 6 or more days. This study is important because it demonstrates the potential to diagnose a concussion with a blood test. This longitudinal study found that SNTF serum concentrations increased as early as 1 hour post-injury and remains elevated for up to a time of return to play. Additionally, serum SNTF levels during the subacute phase after a concussion may enable diagnosis of a concussion and predict who may have prolonged symptoms. Measuring serum at 36 hours after an injury may be easier than obtaining samples 1 hour after a concussion, as was done in prior studies. Future research will need to verify if SNTF could also be an objective test for making return-to-play decisions. 42% of the preseason serum samples were above the lower limit of detection, which suggests this marker may be elevated due to factors like a history of concussion or smaller repetitive blows. Therefore, future research should investigate if concussion injury from several repetitive blows would also change the SNTF levels. While more research will be needed, this study shows that we may someday be able to use blood tests to diagnose concussions and predict who is at risk for prolonged recovery. Today, we can also use these results to explain to our patient, coach, and patient's family that there is evidence that even though we can't see damage from concussions like we can with other sports-related injuries, there is tissue damage that we can measure with blood tests. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post listed our top posts of 2014. The top posts included topics like rehabilitation of patellofemoral pain and managing shoulder pain. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a research article that reported the incidence of ACL reconstructions increased between 1994 and 2006, especially among females, those under 20 years of age, and those over 40 years of age. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.